It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 8th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American lyric poet Sarah Teasdale, born in St. Louis in 1884. She was in poor health for much of her childhood, so she was homeschooled until she was 9. She was well enough to begin regular school the following year, however. The family home on Kingsbury Place had a private suite for Sarah on the second floor. Guests entered through a separate entrance and were admitted by appointment only. In this quiet little enclave, Sarah Teasdale worked, slept, and often dined alone. Her first poem was published in a local newspaper in 1907. Her first collection of poems, Sonnets to Dews and Other Poems, was published that same year. Her second collection, Helen of Troy and Other Poems, was published in 1911 and was well received by critics, who praised its lyrical mastery and romantic subject matter. From 1911 to 1914, Sarah was courted by several men, including the poet Vachel Lindsay, who was truly in love with her, but did not feel he could provide enough money or stability to ensure her happiness. She chose instead to marry Ernest Filsinger, a longtime admirer of her poetry, on December 19, 1914. Her third book, Rivers to the Sea, was published in 1915. It was, and is, a bestseller, having been reprinted several times. In 1916, she and Filsinger moved to New York, where they lived in an Upper West Side apartment on Central Park West. In 1918, she won a Pulitzer Prize for her collection, Love Songs. Her husband's constant business travel caused Sarah much loneliness, and finally she divorced him. Afterward, she moved only 2 blocks from her old home on Central Park West. There, she rekindled her friendship with Vachel Lindsay, who was now married with children of his own. In 1933, she died by suicide, overdosing on sleeping pills. Lindsay had died by suicide 2 years earlier. Sarah was buried in Bellefontaine Cemetery in St. Louis. A common urban legend surrounds her suicide. It claims that her poem, I Shall Not Care, which features themes of abandonment, bitterness, and contemplation of death, was penned as a suicide note to her former lover. However, the poem was actually first published in her 1915 collection, Rivers to the Sea, a full 18 years before her death. In only 56 words, I Shall Not Care presents one of the constant themes of lyric poetry, that of death as the great remover of all worldly pain and trouble, especially for the lover who feels that her love is not returned. I shall not care when I am dead, and over me bright April shakes out her rain-drenched hair, though you should lean above me, broken-hearted, I shall not care. I shall have peace as leafy trees are peaceful, when rain bends down the bough, and I shall be more silent and cold-hearted than you are now. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 8th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.